a summary and review of the laws of Pesach, Part 1. Laws relating to 30 days before the festival. The importance of learning and reviewing the laws prior to the festival. Starting from Purim, the 14th of Adar, it is a mitzvah on every person to learn the laws of Pesach until he is an expert in them and knows what is to be done. Starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, one should increase even further in their study. In addition to knowing the halachis from within the various svarim, it is also proper to study Meseches, Psachim from the Talmud, or at least in Mishnayos. Starting from 30 days before Pesach, it is proper for one to avoid dealing with sticky chametz in his home, being that perhaps the chametz will get stuck onto a surface in a way that is not easily removable when Erev Pesach arrives. Accordingly, all dough projects should be limited within the 30 days before Pesach to an area which is easily cleanable, such as on top of a disposable tablecloth. And certainly children should not be given dough products to run around the house with. This includes the famous children's game and arts and craft activity known as Play-Doh. Play-Doh, made by the Hasbro company, is made of flour and water and is absolutely chametz, and is indeed edible for human consumption, as we discussed in a detailed lesson on this subject in previous years. And therefore, in addition to the fact that, of course, one needs to sell all of his Play-Doh together with all of his other chametz products to a Gentile before Pesach, or get rid of it, in addition, starting 30 days before Pesach, children should not be allowed to play with it outside of supervised surfaces. It goes without saying that teachers in school should not give their students Play-Doh arts and crafts to make different arts and crafts for Pesach, being that one obviously cannot have it around during Pesach. This, of course, only refers to Play-Doh made out of actual flour and water, and not to other more artificial types of Play-Doh known as plastilina, which is not made of a chametz material, and do not pose a problem in having them over Pesach. The best thing is that starting 30 days before Pesach, one's children should play with this plastilina type of Play-Doh and not the original flour water-based Play-Doh. Another thing we avoid starting 30 days before Pesach is getting chametz in Sfarim. One is to be careful that crumbs do not fall into the Sfarim, beginning from Purim and onwards. If one is learning while eating, he should verify that the Sefer is clean of any crumbs prior to closing it, in order so he does not find the crumbs on Pesach. Despite this, nonetheless, the main approach is that Sfarim do not require checking for chametz before Pesach, although we are careful not to bring them to the table, lest they do contain a crumb that may fall into food, chas v'shalom. The Poskim write that flour-based ironing starches should not be used on clothing starting 30 days before Pesach if those clothing will be used on Pesach. This, however, refers only to wheat flour-based starches and the like, and not the kitneous-based starch, which is permitted to be used. So if it's based on cornstarch, then it's permitted to use such a starch to iron your clothing, even within 30 days before Pesach, even if you plan on using it on Pesach. The avoidance of eating matzah. The Chabad custom, as well as the custom of some other communities, is to abstain from eating matzah starting 30 days before Pesach, which is from Purim and onwards. The following details apply to this custom. One is to avoid eating matzah even if it is a kfula or nefucha or non-shmura or machine-made matzah, which we would not eat on Pesach itself. It is disputed amongst Paiskim if this minig applies even to what's called chametz matzah, meaning matzah that's not kosher for Pesach, as there's no guarantee that indeed it's chametz, it's just not for certain not chametz. And that's why it's not called kosher for Pesach. Regarding egg matzah, if the egg matzah has a very strong taste of egg or fruit juice, then it may be eaten even within 30 days before Pesach, even on Erev Pesach, prior to the fifth hour of the day, being that one cannot fulfill his obligation of matzah with egg matzah. Likewise, it is permitted for one to eat cooked matzah 30 days before Pesach, such as matzah balls and the like, as so too one does not fulfill his obligation of eating matzah with cooked matzah, such as matzah balls. Likewise, one may eat fried matzah if one uses enough oil to alter the taste of the matzah, even though it's within 30 days before Pesach. If one is stuck and the only bread that he has available is matzah, then he may break his custom and eat it within 30 days before Pesach, and it's not necessary to perform Ataras Nedarim. Regarding children, children who are not old enough to understand the story of the Exodus, they haven't reached yet the age of chinuch in this regard, may eat matzah throughout the 30 days before Pesach, including even on Erev Pesach. However, a child who can understand the story of the Exodus is forbidden to be fed matzah on Erev Pesach, and therefore, according to the custom of avoiding eating matzah during the 30 days, this would likewise apply to such children. In a second lesson on this subject, we will continue with further reminders and summaries of laws applicable during the 30-day period before Pesach.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.